In this segment of our regatta interviews, I spoke with college professor Paul Bischoff and his 12-year-old son Paul from Oneonta. Dad has completed the 70-miler 7 times, and this is his son's first year. Here's my conversation with this father-son team.
Let me start by asking you, what do you do for a living?
I'm a college professor.
And where is that?
SUNY Oneonta, Pittsuka.
When I had called earlier and spoke to your wife, you had lived in Georgia for a while.
We did.
How did you get back here to New York?
I was a college professor in Georgia as well, and we're actually from the Northeast originally, so the Georgia thing was just a couple of years. It was like a 4 or 5 year stint. But then I applied for a job at SUNY Oneonta, got hired, and here we are.
How did you get into canoeing?
How did I get into canoeing? Probably as a Boy Scout. In Boy Scouts, I did some first canoe trips. We did a 20-mile thing one time. It was supposed to be a 20-mile canoe trip one time. We're like 11, 12 years old, a bunch of boys in canoes. But we actually bypassed the stop point, and nobody knew it. We ended up paddling about 40 miles. So one of my first outings in a canoe was twice the distance that it was supposed to be.
That makes the Clinton not so bad.
Yeah, 70 miles is a piece of cake.
All right, well, how many times have you completed the Clinton?
7.
You started racing in it when you came to Oneonta?
Yeah, we moved to Oneonta in the fall of 2001, and I started racing spring 2002. I've done 7 years, yeah, in a row.
Who have you paddled with before?
Yeah, I've always had different partners. Well, I've had 3 or 4 different partners. One was a woman who's like about in her 40s. My first partner was Kevin Hodney, and he's just a neighbor of mine. He did it once. He always wanted to do it, so he did it once with me as our first time out, and once was enough for him. And then a buddy from the college who's a biologist, he and I did it like 3 or 4 times together.
How do you convince these people to do this crazy thing?
You know, you'd be surprised. If you spread the word that you're going to do it and you've got a space in your canoe, people want to do it. Yeah, once they find that somebody else is going to do it.
Now, you're in the stock aluminum class, which is the hardest canoe to paddle in terms of weight and how it is on the water.
Yeah, it's resistant to the flow of water. That's correct. It doesn't move well at all.
Why do you choose that class?
Well, that's what I have.
Okay.
So that's what I have. The other canoes are just simply more expensive. And we're just part-time canoe enthusiasts. We're not anything near professional or anything.
Now, I'm very intrigued because this year, your 12-year-old son, Paul, is doing the race with you. How did you convince him?
Well, actually, my partner from the college who was going to do it with me told me a couple of weeks ago that he couldn't do it because of a family engagement. And then I was sitting at the kitchen table with a form to fill it out. And I do have a C1, and I've only used it a couple of times. I got it secondhand a couple of years ago, and I use it for training a little bit. So I was going to do it in the C1 by myself, and he was sitting here at the kitchen table. He said that he wants to do it, and so I said, great, let's go. So I scratched that form out and filled out the one for the stock aluminum with him.
Is he excited?
He's probably a little bit anxious, actually. We went for our first outing, believe it or not, this past weekend, and we paddled for about an hour and a half. But he's really strong. He's a total sports star. The kid's, what, is he 5? I'm looking at him right now. What, you want to talk to him?
I'd be happy to.
Hello?
Hey, Paul, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Good. You are going to paddle 70 miles on Memorial Day. What makes you want to do that?
Well, my dad just said that he needed a partner to do it with him, and I thought it would be pretty fun, so I decided I would do it.
Now, when you went out this past weekend, what did you think about paddling a canoe?
Well, it was really windy when we went out, but it's like I've been doing it for a while. For like a few years, and like not seriously, just having fun and stuff, but it's not that hard. It's
good.
Pretty good.
Are you going to try to get Dad to be real competitive and win the class?
I'm just trying to make it, actually.
Well, it is a big feat to get down to that finish line.
And, yeah.
I think it'll be a great thing. You must be excited to do it with your dad.
Yeah, that'll be pretty cool.
Well, if you could put your dad back on, I appreciate your time.
All right. Hey, Craig.
Now, what about the pit crew? Is that going to involve the family?
I'm sure that my wife will follow us and toss us a candy bar once in a while. That kind of thing, you know? But we're pretty low-tech. We kind of pretty much go independently of a pit crew. But I've always said that, but every year I come around the corner and there's my wife with a jug of water or some sandwiches or that kind of thing.
Well,
I think the family will be involved here.
Well, that's great. I think it's awesome. And this is what this General Clinton Canoe Regatta is all about. You've got your pros, but then you've got folks that just want to go out and do it, finish it, and to have fun.
And you'd be surprised how it isn't that difficult. You know, I've done it like 7 years now, and I'm just a regular guy. I'm 47 years old, I'm a regular guy. And we don't train that much in advance because you can't find that much canoe paddling training time. It's never really been that hard for me.
When you do it, you are competing and you're paddling hard. You're not just going down to just finish it.
No, I'd say we're paddling as hard as we can, but at a pace that we can maintain, you know, for the whole duration. So it's kind of a judgment call about how hard can you paddle, and how long can you maintain it.
What's your best finish?
10 hours and 30 minutes. And that was my first year, actually. Then we did a 10:32, like about 2 or 3 years later. But I've had a bunch of 12-hour finishes, too.
What about place-wise?
Well, one time, when I did it with the woman, about 3 years ago, Carolyn Wolfgold, we were second place. But only because it was like, we ended up competing against other women in mixed-gender canoes. So there wasn't a whole lot of competition out there, but we got this really cool trophy at the end. So that was pretty awesome. You know, we're pretty
well, that's great.
That.
Well, Paul, we hope you and your son have a great time.
Yeah, we will. Thanks for calling.
You can see the Bischoffs in canoe A5 in the men's stock aluminum race. Good luck, especially to 12-year-old Paul, who is competing in his very first regatta. For Regatta Coverage 2009, I'm Craig Stevens on WCDO.